ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
मावे कृतज्ञन्ते मायां वेतां करन्ति ते। The divine energy of mind consisting of the three most inferior nature is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Prabhupada writes here, no one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. If you take material history, that means if you have a plot of consciousness versus time. Some materialistic people think that the consciousness arises at a particular point of time. It is not so. The soul is eternal and imperishable. Like sometimes the sankhyas, by analysis of the 24 elements, they come to the conclusion that everything has arisen from these 24 elements. Like Prabhupada gives the example of a goat. Sometimes the goat has a neck which is hanging, and some ignorant people think that this is the part of the goat which produces milk, but it cannot produce any milk. Similarly, the sankhyas think that the 24 elements are the reason for the generation of the life. So according to them, life is generated at a particular point of time by some combination of matter. Just like what you call this popla. If you take a popla and some cards and a stick, individually you cannot do anything with them. But if you combine them and put them together, you can produce an instrument which will produce sound. So accordingly, they say that if the material elements are combined together, then they can produce life. This is a foolish argument. So Srila Prabhupada used to always argue, if combination of material elements can produce life, then tell me chemicals, combine them, and why don't they produce life? We don't see life coming from chemicals, rather we find the living body producing chemicals. Only the reverse is true. Like if a tree is dead, even administering any amount of chemicals to the tree, or giving an injection for the tree, will not revive the tree. It's not possible. On the contrary, when the tree is alive, it produces so many chemicals. It is true for a living human body also. When you are living, you produce so many chemicals. But by combination of chemicals, you cannot produce life. So, this is one thing when we hear the statement that you can understand, that life is not produced at a certain date in material history. The soul is eternal. So even if you accept the statement that the soul is eternal, we have come to this world, the question comes, when did we come to this world? At what time? Millions and millions and millions of years ago, no one can trace out the history of this becoming conditioned. But you know, Dr. Sansa.
Anadi karma phale padibhavarna vabhale karubarana de kirupai.
His Indian, anadi karma phale, owing to my unlimited creative activities, Padibhavarna vabhale, I am fallen into this ocean of material existence. Karibara Nadeki Upai. I don't know how to escape from this ocean of material existence. So this material existence is sometimes compared to ocean, because if even the best of the swimmers is thrown into the ocean, he may flap for some time, swim for some time, but he will get tired over a period of time. Even the most expert swimmer. Because if you find water in all different directions, you don't know where does it end. Similarly, there is a heavy current in a river. Sometimes the current is so heavy that even a huge animal, if it jumps into the river, it will be toppled, rolled and taken to the ocean. In the same way, this material world is said to be a very high current. Bhava-pravaha. Kuntumala is using this word. Bhava-pravaha. Uparamam padam vijam. This material world is a very heavy current. What does it actually mean? What is the meaning of this current, of this ocean, of material existence? Why have acharyas used these names to signify this material world? The material world offers us bodies one after another. We all have seen millions of bodies till now. And every time we take on a body, we have to do the same activities. Eating, sleeping, producing children, and descending in every one of these bodies. And every body is possessing this tamasam, which is so small, but it demands a lot. You cannot give food one day for the entire lifespan. So it makes one work very hard. Nayam dosa dosa bhajan dosa kashtan, kama narvati vidhubhajan. Animals are made to work very hard for earning their daily food. And even as humans, to the degree to which one is not surrendered to God, that much one has to materially be active. So, the three modes are there, and they are making a person very, very active, apparently active. But this person is inviting lot of trouble to himself by his own action in the wrong direction. So, the material existence not only offers you a body, which is like a factory, which is constantly having some kind of problem. If you close your ears, you close your ears and see all of you, how you feel. You're able to hear some sound. There's a factory going on inside. So even having a body means breathing all the time. There are so many processes going on inside this body. So having a body itself is a miserable thing. Having a material body itself is a horrible thing. Because if you are running a factory, can a factory run peacefully? In order to run a factory, you need money, you need man, you need machine, you need so many things to run a factory. Similarly, this body also is a factory. For running this, we need so many resources. We have to keep on putting water, food, and so many things. And it goes, digestion goes different part of the body. In order to earn your food, you have to work very hard. And then one has to clear all the things that have gone into your stomach. Sometimes it doesn't clear, you get constipation, or you get fever, you get this problem, that problem, so many complications. You get fracture in the body, you get wound in the body, you get a headache or you get cancer. So, we cannot separate these things. You separate a fracture, then you get ulcer. You separate ulcer, you get a cancer. You separate the cancer, you get a brain tumor. So the material world is like that. The body has some disease or other always. Once the body ages over a period of time, you get old. And one day it's going to perish. So there is always a threat for one's life. We don't know when will we die. Anytime anything can happen. Padam padam jati padam. That is the nature of this material world. So because of which the soul is not peaceful. I tell you right, in America the cars are going so fast. So inside the car, the conditioned soul is always in anxiety. What is going to happen next? Is there going to be an accident? Because one car stops and all the cars will hit. And they will topple and there will be a big accident. So in this way, at every point of time, there is fear in the material world. Everyone is full of fear. Nobody is facing anxiety. And just like this hen picking the garbage. You know, when the hen is picking the garbage, eating something, it is big boys that you see in the south. Again, see the size. Big boys, you have seen that? It cannot just eat peacefully. Always fear is there. Somebody will come and catch my neck. Cat will come and eat me. So, in this way, the living entity in this world is always in anxiety. These are all the troubles that we are facing in this world. We have fear for existence, we have old age, we have disease, we have death, awaiting us. And even when living, one is not able to live a peaceful life because of the demands made by the body. Unfortunately, the mind and the body, they demand things which are not to be demanded. Manasastani indriyani, sabirvistani karshati. Karshati means it's a struggle, it's a big fight. So the senses and mind are always craving for some kind of enjoyment. The eyes are craving for pleasurable sights, the ears are craving for pleasurable sounds, the nose is craving for smells, and the tongue is craving for enjoyable, delicious sensations, the skin is craving for touch. So all the senses are pointing in different directions, and most often it is found that they demand the unattainable. I am caught up in the grip of this framework. That a person who is advancing in spiritual understanding can easily understand. How do you mean everyone in this world is suffering under the grip of remorse of material nature? Kheti Ishatantriyam Urudamni Baddha. Ishatantriyam, it is said. These kind of three ropes are actually arranged by the Lord Himself. Tantriyam means the ropes. Urudamni. Urudamni means very powerful call. Sometimes you have a steel card. If you have a strong card, you can't escape it. If you are bound with that, Urdhamu Baddha. Baddha means you are bound by those ropes. They cannot do anything. The person in mode of passion, person in mode of ignorance, they all act according to their nature. Even a person in mode of goodness, everyone acts according to his nature. And they are reborn again and again, repeatedly. So just as the current takes the person very fastly, in its direction. Similarly, the three modes are carrying us very fastly. People are finding it very difficult to come out of their modes. We all know inherently, we are also born in some modes, how difficult it is to overcome the habits that are arising from our modes. Very, very difficult. Anadi karmaphale. Because of many, many lifetimes in the past, we have accumulated so much spiritual activity. But the results are now coming. That's why I have fallen into this ocean of nescience this time. Haribar and Abhupupa. I don't know how to actually swim across this ocean. It's a vast ocean. Even Shankara told like this. Tunavati gananam, tunavati maranam, tunavati ganani katare shayanam, yasamsare bahudustare putayakare padhimadar. So he said, yasamsare bahudustare. The samsar is very miserable and very painful and very difficult to overcome. So the material world offers us many varieties of opportunities for enjoying. But actually, you will not get enjoyment. When you try to enjoy, you only suffer more and more. It's like a game which one cannot stop playing, but one will never win. It's like that. You keep on playing again and again, with a repeated hope against hope that you will win one day and emerge victorious. But neither do you win, nor can you stop playing. You only are getting more and more tired of playing. You never win, and also, you never stop playing. This is a kind of material game. Sense gratification is like that. If you don't do it, you feel the hankering. If you do it, you feel burnt out. Like many examples are given by acharyas. There is a beautiful graduation song. In that song he is saying, my dear Lord, I am such a big fool that I planted a seed and I watered it very carefully, day after day, month after month, year after year. And then I found the seed sprouted into a plant and then into a tree. And then when I obtained the fruits, I understood that these fruits are all poisonous fruits. And when I consumed those fruits, I only terribly suffered. In this way, we are watering our fruits, namely the desires in our heart. The more we water them, Sashanti Mahatmati, Nakama Kami. The Kami, if you try to satisfy this desire, you can never achieve peace or tranquility. So I never achieve peace. Similarly, I found a beautiful flower at a distance and I could get the fragrance. When I went near, they plucked the flower and then I smelled it. It's called the Palasa Pushpa. When I smelled the Palasa Pushpa, at once I found all the small worms in the flower entered into my nose. And now they were all inside my nose and they're biting inside. And I'm not able to get them out. He's giving the example for sense gratification. Sense gratification, if you don't do, you get hankering. Oh, where is that flower? I want to smell it. You have seen the Palasa Pushpa, you have seen it? It appears very fragrant. When you keep in your nose, taking a big smell and all the germs, all the worms will go inside your nose. After the worms go inside, how do you feel? Horrible experience. Similarly, congratulations, when you don't do it, you feel hankering. When you do it, then it gives a lot of suffering. It's like that. Or he says, just like a moth at a distance found a beautiful sunflower and it rushed to approach it. When it sat on that sunflower, it realized it was not sunflower. What was it? A fire. It appeared like beautiful sunflower. So for man and woman, whichever says appears very attractive, like sunflower, one wants to get some enjoyment. But when the moth enters the fire thinking it to be sunflower, all he achieves is only frustration. He is like, he gets fired up in that, burnt up in that. Similarly, the sensation offered by this world appears attractive, glittering, illusory energy, because it is Lord's energy, mamma maya, virakteya, very difficult to overcome. So these examples are given to us to understand how maya offers varieties of enjoyment and she will force us to enjoy them. And in order to enjoy them, we work very, very hard. And then when we try to enjoy, at last when you get the result, samsara disha nale vivani suhiya jale hirante nakurni vipa. Amen. Samsara disha nale vivani suhiya jale. This material world is like a forest fire. And this, my body is burning from that fire. So, one should at least begin to realize this fact. That I should not try to squeeze out the enjoyment from this world independent of Krishna. So the more we try, this will be the result. We will only be united with frustrated. So this is a meaningful prayer. Anadi karma phale paribhavana vijale. Paribharana jati upaya. I don't know how to escape from this. So Dhintivani is giving a solution to that. Shinvanti jayanti prananta vikshna jale. స్మరంతి నందంతి కవేహితం జన కవేవ పశ్యంతి తిరేణ పావకం పవ ప్రవాహో పరమం పరాంబుజం. సి సెలింగ్ శృణ్వంతి గాయంతి, వన్ హు ఇస్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ హియరింగ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీమ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, గాయంతి, వన్ హు ఇస్ రిసైటింగ్ కృష్ణాస్ గ్లోరీస్, శృణ్వంతి గాయంతి గృణంతి, వన్ హు ఇస్ టేకింగ్ దిస్ మ్యాటర్ వెరీ సీరియస్లీ, అక్సెప్టింగ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ దర్ పర్సనల్ లైఫ్. Adikshna saha means continuously, non-stop, not that occasionally, but continuously, every day. Nandanti, smaranti, one who is constantly meditating on this in mind, and one who takes great pleasure in seeing others becoming devotees, that is nandanti. Tava ishitam jana, your devotees, just do all these things, she is telling. Then she is telling, pashyanta kiran, then present is telling that very quickly they will find the end of this material existence. The devotion of material existence comes to an end. Because uparama means to stop. Bhavaktavaha means like a forceful current. Uparamam means it becomes pacified, completely all the way subside. Having the words of maya don't attack a devotee anymore if he is engaged in this non-self part of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, all these different processes. Parambuja. So Prabhupada explains that he is saying, just as when one bows down to the Lord and offers a tulsi leaf next to his sandalwood paste at the lotus feet of the Lord, he says, at once he can be relieved from the material existence by taking shelter of Krishna's feet like that. Sometimes people, they take, I have seen in Vrindavan Mayapur and all, they take the tulsi leaves, dried up tulsi leaves, and they powder it and keep it in bottles. So it is a continuous little bit of it. Yes, some people? Means that some devotees have this habit. Of course, they take it regularly, and every time they take the tulsi in their tongue, they remember that I am taking the dust of Krishna's feet. Remembering that, one can overcome this material existence. Because Krishna's lotus feet are like a boat, which can cross over this material existence. It is such a nice boat, that as soon as you board the boat, which is in this side of the ocean, you find that the vast ocean becomes small, like a puddle, or like the water contained in the hoof print of a calf. Sometimes during the rainy season, when the cows walk, they produce an impression on the ground, footprints. The puddles are so small, and some water may be stored in those puddles. One can, even a child can cross 10 puddles at a time. It is so small. What is it of the major map. They usually can cross over the surface. Similarly, the whole vast ocean of material existence becomes like a small footprint of a car for a devotee. And once he boards the boat, after that is Sita Krishna, he doesn't even have to row the boat, because the boat itself makes that whole vast ocean become a small water container footprint of a car, like that. So this is the only path, the path of devotion service, that can help one to very quickly see the end of mental existence. That is the first. Bhagavato darshanam yatsa apunarbhaya darshanam. My dear Krishna, seeing you, watching you means there is no more birth again. One will not have to take birth again. So the first step is to become disgusted with material existence. That we see with acharyas. Acharyas, in their all the points, they write about the material existence, it's like a paraspara to discuss them. Even Devahuti prayed like that. Nirvinna nitaram bhuman asat indriya parshana vena sambhavya manena kapannantam tamakkudu. She prayed to Kapila, she said, Nirvinna means disgusting. Nirvinna nitaram bhuman asat indriya parshana. My asat indriya, which means the superficial senses which are actually covering up the spiritual senses. These superficial senses are becoming disturbed due to bodily consciousness. And I find this kind of material attachment to be disgusting. Why is disgusting? Before enjoying, one feels that there is a lot of pleasure. But after trying to enjoy, one finds oneself like a fool. So she said, this is disgusting. Please kindly pick me out of this dark ocean, I mean this dark world. Prapanna andam tamaha prabhu. I have fallen into andakupam, into a blind world. Please pick me up from this and place me at your lotus feet. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed. Kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita devi sadrisham vichintaya. Just like a small speck. I want myself to be placed at your lotus feet. Because you are supremely pure. Nityam samayakini pure. So this should be one prayer. One should want to get out of this kind of enjoying mentality in the material world. You think it's called it enjoying mentality, but it's actually suffering. And the result is suffering, other enjoying mentality. You enjoy suffering by that. So, Maya can relieve us, free us only when we surrender to Krishna. Manavi yatapadyante, Maya etam tarantate. There is no second alternative. So once you're ready to bow down to Lord, once you're ready to glorify the Lord, once you're ready to remember the Lord, and make Lord a part of one's life so much so that no other thought of Maya can invade our mind. So that the desire for sense pleasures or the desire for name and fame, all those things will go away when a devotee becomes serious in Krishna consciousness. Like Bhaktivinoda Saraswati prays in one prayer, he's saying that the desire for name and fame is like a flagrant prostitute who is a eater of cow meat, cow flesh. And she is coming and dancing in front of me in my heart. And she has captured the throne in my heart and she is sitting there. So we said this point to explain that a devotee not only becomes free from the bodily superficial sense pleasures, but she not also has her for name, fame, profit, adoration, distinction, things like that. The throne that is there in our heart is meant only for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So we want to see them in our heart. And when one takes shelter of the Supreme Lord, at once, all one's attraction for Maya, it becomes quickly, it stops at once. I was recently reading a verse, if somebody knows it, you can help me. सा सद्गदानस्य विवर्धमाना विरक्तिमन्यत्र करोति पुंसाम् सा सद्गदानस्य वन हू इज हैविंग श्रद्धा एंड भक्ति इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड विवर्धमाना इंक्रीजिंगली व्हाट हैपेंस टू हिम ही प्रोग्रेसेस मोर एंड मोर विरक्तिम विरक्ति मीन्स डिटैचमेंट अन्यत्र विरक्तिम अन्यत्र करोति पुंसाम् अट्वान्स ही बिकम्स डिटैच्ड फ्रॉम ऑल द अल्यूरमेंट्स ऑफ द माया ഹരേ പാദാനുസ്മൃതി നിർവൃതസ്യ, ഹരേ പാദ അനുസ്മൃതി നിർവൃതസ്യ. ആൻഡ് ആസ് യു ഗോ ഓൺ സർവിംഗ് ദ ലോട്ടസ് ഫീറ്റ് ഓഫ് ലോർഡ് ഹരി ആൻഡ് കീപ്സ് ഓൺ റിമെംബറിംഗ് ലോർഡ് ഹരി ഇൻ ഹിസ് മൈൻഡ് നിർവൃതസ്യ, ഹി ഡെവലപ്സ് എ ഗ്രേറ്റ് സ്പിരിച്വൽ ബ്ലിസ് ഇൻ സച്ച് എ പ്രോസസ്. സമസ്ത ദുഃഖാസ്പയമാസുഖത്തെ ഉത്തരം, സമസ്ത ദുഃഖം, all the sufferings of the material world, they completely become extinguished. There is no more suffering. Here is the end of Maitreya is there. The Lord is ready to give shelter. He is in fact inviting every conditioned soul, please come, take my shelter, and be free from Maya. You do not have to suffer at all. Lord is ready to give shelter for anybody, no matter what is your background. There is a nice history in Ramayana. Once, when all the monkeys were preparing for the war in this side of the ocean, before going to Sri Lanka, all of a sudden, one day morning, they found a huge rakshasa in the sky, accompanied by 4 or 5 more rakshasas with him. And they were not standing in the sky, because the rakshasas have their mystic powers, celestial powers. Like they were standing in the sky. And that one rakshasa told the group of monkeys, he told them, where is your leader? Please call your leader to me. They at once brought Sugriva in the front. And he told Sugriva, sir, I come from Sri Lanka. I come from Ravana's kingdom. And my brother Ravana, he has given up his virtue and he has stolen away Sita, wife of Ram. I gave him a lot of good advice, but he was not ready to pay any heed to my advice. And now I have come back here to join hands with Lord Ram. Please kindly pass on this message to your master, Lord Ram. And Sugriva was very suspicious when he saw this rakshasa. He called all the monkeys and told them, this must be a big cheater. Generally, Asuras have a tendency to show some illusions in the sky and cheat the opposite party and easily defeat them. So now all these Asuras have come to cheat all of us because they are thinking that we are innocent people and we will get cheated. Anyway, let us all go to Lord Ram and talk on this message to him. They went and told Ram. And Lord Ram asked the opinion of Sugriva. What do you think? He wants to join our side. What is your opinion? Sugriva said, you have to be extremely cautious and suspicious, especially with such rakshasas. Because you have seen in the past, there have been so many rakshasas who cheat like this by showing this illusory power. So, my dear Lord Ram, my answer is that at once you should pluck out the trees and take some boulders and leap up in the air and kill all of them. There should not be any delay from our side. Then Lord Ram said, okay, Sugriva has expressed his opinion, what about others? You all tell your opinions. And all the other leaders of the monkey army, they all proposed something similar. But some of them said, anyway, Lord Ram, if you really desire to give him shelter, we should at least test him thoroughly before we take him to our side and allow him to be one amongst us. Otherwise it's very dangerous. Then he asked Hanuman. Hanuman told, my dear Lord, you are our master. You don't need anybody's opinion. You are all knowing. Still out of your humility, and because you are worthy personified, you are asking such things to us. Anyway, let me express my humble opinion to you. He said, the world of position appears to me completely free of deceit. Because the person who has a duplicitous heart, anybody can easily understand by his expression. His heart is certainly pure, and he wants your shelter. So I find no reason to stop accepting him in our side. This is my humble opinion. So he gave the opposite opinion to all the monkeys without any hesitation. And Lord Ram heard it. And Lord Ram told all the monkeys his opinion. He told them that anyone who comes and takes my shelter, I cannot refuse to give him my shelter. I have to accept him on my side. Hearing this, Sugriva became very disturbed. He became alarmed. How can we give shelter to an enemy? Again he protested. He said, my dear Lord, he is born in a family of Rakshasas, and Rakshasas have their mentality. Even if he appears to be good now, over a period of time again he will revert back to his old mentality. He said that he has left the company of his own brother and he is going to side with his enemy. He goes to show that he is not faithful to his own family. So if that is the case, why should you admit such a person? Why are you taking such a risk? We are wrong told him, my dear Sadhguru, even according to Kshatriya codes, so one seeks shelter, he should be given shelter. But you have said that, I am making a solemn vow in front of all of you today, Lord Ram said. He said, anyone, if you bow down to me and offers the prayer saying that, my dear Lord, I am yours, come to this. Such a person, such a devotee, right from the point of time, becomes my property. And I give him all courage and protection, and I give a promise that I will never leave him. Let him be a rakshasa, let him be an animal, let him be a human being, let him be anybody. It is my promise to give shelter to such devotees. So all the monkeys, they became so overjoyed hearing this Baba Blood Ram, where he told the monkeys that I give shelter to my devotees. They all shouted, jai, jai, they are very happy. And Sugriva said, brimming with tears in his eyes, he said, my dear Lord, you are actually the master of all virtue. Who can order you or who can teach you anything? I can understand how God-minded you are and how much concern you have for your devotees. Now, we are all very happily accept the vision in our side and treating as one of our brothers. So we ordered his monkeys to at once go and get the vision. And the vision came to his associates who were completely devoted to him. And they all saw his process of the basis of Lord Ram's feet with his left hand to clasp the lotus feet of Ram and told him, my dear Lord, my brother Ravana, he insulted me and he did not accept my good advice. And here I am, I left my family, friends, associates, society, everything, and I am completely taking your shelter. Please kindly give me the shelter of your feet. So here is an example where the Rakshasa is taking shelter of Lord Ram and he is giving him shelter. So why will he not give up shelter for a human being like all of us? Like Uddhava offered this wonderful prayer. Aho bakiyam sanakal kutam jiganta yapale adhyasadhi leve gatim dhati utitam patanyam kammadayalam saranam vadena. Who can be more merciful than Lord Krishna who gives shelter to even a demoness, Putana, who applies poison in her breast in order to kill the child Krishna. Even to her, Lord Krishna gave the position of Dhatri, nurse in the spirit of Christ. Where can we find one who is more merciful than the Lord Sri Krishna? So Krishna is ready to give shelter to anybody. All they need to do is go in front of him and offer prayer to him, oh my dear Lord, I am your property. That is why the acharyas, they make us offer this prayer. Aslishava padaratam pinashtumam hadarsanam marmahatam karotuva tatatatava tutadatulam pate matrananakastu sayvanaparana. This prayer says the same thing. Aslishava padaratam pinashtumam. My dear Lord, you can embrace me or you can make me broken-hearted by trampling me. But whatever you do, I am your unconditional servant. I am offering myself to you. So this kind of prayer is a wonderful prayer. One should offer oneself to Krishna. One should offer one's favor to Krishna. But people ask us, how did you start into this material world? Soul is very pure. Soul is Satchidananda. But even now, in our heart we can see, there are tendencies to be independent of Krishna. Even after coming to Krishna consciousness, there are times when we want to be jolly without Krishna, when we want to be happy without Krishna, when we try to seek some happiness without Krishna. So this tendency which we have now is a sample of the tendency we had in the spiritual world due to which we came here. We chose to be independent of Krishna at that time, and even now Krishna has still left us with that favor to continue to choose to be independent, if they wish for. So we still have the tendency. But we will be there always. So we only chose to be independent of them. Now we only should choose to become surrendered to him. So that is in our hands. Just choose to offer your favor to Krishna. Tell him. Just like the religion offer himself to Krishna and his body, mind and words. So in the same way you have to offer to Krishna. I am offering myself. Enough is enough. I have suffered enough in this world. I have seen enough bodies. I have enjoyed enough species. Now I don't want to continue walking in this world. I would like to be working for you, for your pleasure. So when you put tilak every morning, when you put tilak, I always remember, Krishna, this is your product. This is your product. Just like you put made in Japan, you know. Similarly, this is made for Krishna. Put tilak. Morning in Ramadan. I am getting this body which is meant for Krishna's pleasure. When you put tilak in the body, I am putting tilak for the Guru's pleasure. So this body is my Guru's property. My mind is Guru's property. My words are Guru's property. Let me just make my will one with Krishna's will. If you work in this consciousness, if you use this body for Krishna's service only, then the body will become completely spiritualized. Then you can return back home back to Godhead. So one should offer one's favor to Krishna. But on the other hand, we find man is a yogi, they are also struggling to get out of this material world. They are also interested. They have understood that this material world is a horrible place. I don't want to enjoy here. They also want to get out. But what is their method? They don't try to seek the shelter of Krishna's feet. That's why sometimes in a movie they show the hero is tied up with ropes, you know, and he's fighting this way, that way, and trying to roll on the ground, you know, and then at last he gets free. Do you think you can get free from this material existence like that? Impossible. First of all, you cannot even see the ropes properly with our own eyes. Impersonalists cannot see that their pride can be a cause of their downfall, their anger can be a cause of their downfall. Especially the impersonal ascetics, whoever is an impersonal ascetic, it is a Rudra who resides in their hearts, it is said. In Bhagavatam, Kaltara is coming. It is saying that if somebody is an ascetic and is an impersonalist, the Rudra principle resides in their heart. For example, Duryodhana. He will get very quickly angry. So impersonalists, they may work very hard, lifelong, for several thousands of years, to overcome lust and all these things. But at last, they fall a victim to the pride. Just like an ant may fall into a small puddle and get choked up in that, or a honeybee falling in a bottle of honey. Similarly, these people become a victim to their pride and anger, despite a lot of endeavor throughout their life. So it is not possible for one to become free from mental existence by their own endeavor. It's not possible. Other people, imagine, vimukta maninaha. Maninaha means to imagine that I have become free. Even as Shiva says, I cannot give you freedom from this material existence. Mukti prajata sarvesham Vishnu devana samshesha. Even the greatest of the lords like Lord Brahma or Indra or Shiva cannot give us freedom from this material existence except Lord Krishna. Tamme vadidvan adimrityune dhinan japanta vidyate ayanaya. Nan japanta. There is no other way. I don't know any other way to become free from the material existence other than surrendering to that one supreme Lord Purushottama, who is Lord Krishna, who is above all. He only can order Maya to stop troubling us, to stop acting on us. He only can free us. So the impersonalists who try to become artificially free, they are like the prisoners who don't abide by the laws given in the prison. Rather, they are trying to find out some loophole by which they can escape from the prison. Like, you know, if you see the road as well, I've been seeing, watching it in the past 4 years, the wall is increasing in height. You observed it? But it was this much, it became this much, now it is almost 4 or 5 times of the size what it was. Probably because I think the trees are trying to jump up and escape from that. So they're going on increasing the height. So the impersonalists are trying to jump up from the wall of this material existence. But they don't endeavor. They do such tapasya, penances to escape from the jail. So somebody escapes from the jail, what will they do? What will the police do? Will they give fire? They will again catch them and bring them back to work. Again they have to work hard. That is why they said, patanti aro anarta ishmayandaya. But on the other hand, if a person inside the jail, he understands that I should not endeavor to escape from the jail, rather I should act exactly like a citizen living in the country. If you just abide by the laws of the country in the jail, and you become reformed, then they will automatically let you go. They open the doors of the jail and tell you, my dear friend, now you can go. Again, you are back to the country, because you become an ideal citizen now. The doors will be automatically open. Similarly, the author has taught us how to act exactly as we are acting in the spiritual world. Advaishta, become non-envious. So once you become non-envious of Krishna, and simply perform the ninefold path of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. This is all going on in the spiritual sky. Kata, Danam, Natyam, Gamanam, Apivamsi, Kriyasaki. There is kata going on. Like all of us are hearing kata here. So there is kata in spiritual world. Danam, there is song. Every word is a song, every gate is a dance. All these things are going on in the spiritual world. So whatever is going on in the spiritual world, the Acharya teachers should do the same thing here. And they are doing them, we are preparing our consciousness to become eligible to live in the spiritual sky. And then we can be, at once Maya will open the door. Why should she hold you? She has no reason to hold you here in the material world. And she will open the door and let you go to the spiritual world at once. Because you have become Krishna's servant. So this is actually the procedure. So once you understand how to surrender to Krishna. So Krishna is saying surrender to me. But how? How should we surrender? It is not very easy to understand Krishna. Because Krishna is the greatest, there is nobody greater than him, and he is the God himself, and to understand about him, the knowledge is like the ocean. How do we see him? How do we understand him? How do we know what is pleasing to him? Because unless we do what is pleasing to Krishna, we cannot get freedom, right? Everyone in this world is trying to please someone. Like when you go to company, you want to please the boss. Is it not? You want to work in such a way, the boss becomes pleased. You know why? Why do you want to please the boss? Promotion. Is it promotion? So we want promotion in the spiritual world. So we please Krishna. Prabhupada is saying this pleasing concept which we are saying in our woman is not an abstract concept. It's a very easy to understand concept. Everyone is trying to please someone. Like a man is very keen to see that all his work and his job, it is ultimately pleasing to his wife and children and father and mother. Otherwise, what is the use of earning a lot of money? He is not able to please his dependents. So he is also very careful to please them. Similarly, once you please Krishna, again the question comes, okay, let me please Krishna, but how? By offering food, by offering him nice dresses and garments, can you please Krishna? By offering him ornaments? It's very difficult to please Krishna. Like when Krishna went to the Pandavas, went to the Duryodhana's court, Duryodhana told him, Krishna, I made arrangements for you to stay in Dushasana's palace, which is best of all the palaces. And also, we have made arrangements for a big feast for you. So, now come on, let's go for the feast. And Krishna said, sorry, I'm not interested. I'm not coming for the feast. And Krishna very openly told him. When someone is inviting for the feast, either there has to be love between both the parties, we should be loving the person, or the person who is a guest has to be in distress, has to be greatly hungry in distress. So then we will come and beg some food from you and you will offer him. Neither are you in love with me, nor am I in distress, so I will not come to your house. So Krishna cannot be easily pleased. Very difficult to please person. Because he is Atmaram, he is everything. In fact, he is the source of everything. So how can we please him? We cannot please him easily, but there is an easy way out to please Krishna. Krishna himself gives us a clear indication in the scriptures that if you have to please him, you have to please his topmost devotee, Radharani. In the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that is why it's called Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Those who worship Vishnu are called as Vaishnavas. Those who worship Krishna are called as Karshnas. Those who worship Radharani are called as Gaudiyas. That's why they're called as Gaudiya Vaishnava. So in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we don't worship Krishna directly, but we worship Radharani. That's why Krishna himself says, tells you that, Mahatmanastu maam partha
దైవీ ప్రకృతి మాశ్రిత భగంతనన్యమనసు నా స్వాభూతాది మద్వయం.
దాని ఇంజనీర్ డైవింగ్ హూ ఇస్ ద డైవింగ్ అది రాజరాణి ఇంటర్నల్ పొటెన్షియల్ రాజరాజ్ వన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ టు దాట్ మరి అన్న ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ టు ఆచార్య గారు చేసే సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య వానైకం శరణం బ్రజ శ్రీ కృష్ణ యూజ్ బ్రజ బ్రజ ఇన్ వన్ వన్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్ బ్రజ ఇస్ సరెండర్ బట్ ఆల్సో సరెండర్ టు మీన్ బ్రజ మూడ్ అని ఆచార్య వన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ అయ్యారు వానైకం శరణం బ్రజ. So there are so many words that can be used in the place of Sharan, isn't it? Why does Krishna use about Vraja? The actual meaning is, one should surrender in the mood of the Vraja Gopis. So Vraja Gopis don't surrender to Krishna directly. They are actually servants of Radharani. So Radharani is a topmost devotee of Krishna and she is considered more merciful than Krishna. Like, if you see Janmashtami, you have to fast till midnight. చాలా క్లాస్ ప్రాజాస్తమి అవసరం చేస్తున్నాం. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దట్ సో రాజరాణి సాఫ్ట్ మోర్ సాఫ్ట్ అని కృష్ణ అర్థం షీ డజన్ డిమాండ్ సో మచ్ లైక్ కృష్ణ అండ్ షీ క్యాన్ ఈజీ రికమెండ్ అ సోల్ టు కృష్ణ వెరీ ఈజీలీ. దట్స్ వై ఈవెన్ సౌత్ ఇండియా శ్రీ వైష్ణవాస్ దే అప్రోచ్ లక్ష్మీజీ దట్స్ టెంపుల్ ఫర్ పాయర్ నాచార్ ద కాలేజ్ లక్ష్మీజీ టెంపుల్. సో దాట్ go and open their heart and beg at their feet. They are very, very fallen. And your Lord is a very difficult time to approach. He demands so much. The surrender that he demands is impossible for me. But you can recommend me. Because Lord is very attracted to Lakshmi, Radharani, who is the topmost devotee. So there is a recommendation. So if you go with the recollector, then it's very easy. To Krishna. So that's why Gaudiya Vaishnava is always surrender to Radharani, understanding the actual mood of the Lord. And Lord is very pleased. See, both ways it's an advantage for us. One thing is, the Lord is very difficult to approach directly. On the other hand, when we surrender to his devotees, that not only allows us the way to approach the Lord easily, but that is also pleasing to the Lord very much. So both ways it's an advantage. And to approach Radharani again is not possible with our limited understanding. How much do we know about Radharani or her qualities or her greatness or her position? We cannot understand. But she can be approached by approaching the acharyas in the land. So that is why we said Gopi Bhakta Parakamaleva Dasa Dasa Anadasa. There are so many acharyas coming in the desert this land. And our spiritual master is the person who connects us to Radharani. By surrendering to him, we are giving an offering which is sincere, which is not at all pure, which is tainted with all of our lust, pride, envy, anger, and motivated desires. But then the spiritual master takes it and purifies it completely, and then offers it to his guru, and like Prabhupada will offer it to, but Sansarasati doesn't really offer it to his guru. It goes on the line and ultimately it goes to Radharani. And Radharani is actually the topmost devotee, which ultimately offers it to Krishna. If you read the song Bhoga Arati, Radharani actually cooks for Krishna. Radharani only offers ultimately for Krishna. So when Radharani offers your offering to Krishna, it's very attractive that time. Because by that time it's completely purified and prepared very well for offering. It's a very wonderful thing, isn't it? Because if you directly give it, Krishna will never be pleased. It is so much contaminated. So in this way, by offering it to our spiritual master, we can ultimately make the offering reach Krishna. So here is Duryodhana, we see, he could not attract the heart of Krishna. He could not attract. It's not that the demons cannot attract Krishna. Even demons can attract Krishna if they take shelter of his devotee. When Krishna and Arjuna were traveling all around this kind of the forest, and killing all the animals that were fleeing outside, and also burning the conductors of forest and allowing Agni to consume the forest. There was a Mayadana. He came running onto the forest. But then he saw Krishna Arjuna together and Arjuna was riding bow and arrow and Krishna was riding the chariot. And he said they were riding the chariot, Krishna was riding the chariot so fastly. Everywhere the chariot could be seen. Every barrier turned around he found Krishna Arjuna. Like that. So Mayadana was a very intelligent man. Although he was a demon. He ran నిశాద్ కృష్ణ బదిరిన్ గోపి కృష్ణ నిరాన్ దివన్ కృష్ణ అర్జున ఇవేంటంటే చెల్టే అర్జున ఇవేంటే కాటు కొట్టడు సీత అర్జున అంటే ప్లీజ్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ మీ
పరమాత్మ
ഇതിൽ തന്നെ എവർക്കും തുടരും അബാധ്യത എവർക്കും എടുക്കാൻ ഞാൻ തന്നെ ഇത് ജനതകൾ സമയബാധ്യത ആത്മസാധ്യത മീൻസ് സമയബാധ്യത Tender service to him, and we'll become loose, and this time we'll become loose, because now we'll become loose. And this way, one time, take loose and back in spiritual life. So Vipraja was trying to artificially please Krishna, but he was actually trying to treat Krishna. So anybody who tries to superficially please the devotee, or artificially please the devotee, he cannot please the devotee. The devotee was very important, but Krishna's arrangement, devotee can see through, that's the reason. You can understand who is trying to please and who is trying to make a shift. So one has to take shelter of a pure devotee of a lot, spiritual master, and ask according to his instructions. Mano Vyata Padyanto, Bhavano Pam, Karantutu. Such a person can go beyond his mental position and achieve the feet of Krishna. And those who don't take shelter, Maya Netam, Karantutu, he says, Maya Netam, Bhavantutu. They will come good. They will go into Maya. They will remain in Maya. They cannot get out. So, Srila Prabhupada started this stand, organization, and train community disciples, and send them worldwide, so that they can establish further centers, and use this wonderful opportunity of taking care of Krishna consciousness. And many of these disciples are so committed and dedicated to the mission of Srila Prabhupada, the giving their whole existence for that. And we are very fortunate to be connected to them. And we are in the third circle. If we just remain in the third circle and continue our Krishna consciousness like we are doing now, absolutely no worry. Anybody from any walk of life can leave this world forever, once and for all, and return back to Krishna. Anybody from any walk of life. But we have to very carefully cultivate that consciousness, that spiritual attitude in our heart. Anybody. You know, Sukma says to say, that even if one, is a very great scholar that is capable of reciting shlokas in the scriptures, captivating the hearts of thousands of people. If he does not cultivate a proper attitude of surrender to Guru and Krishna, he cannot achieve Krishna. On the other hand, even a young girl who is serving in the kitchen and washing the pots, with him in Krishna's name and simply serving Guru with a pure heart and a proper attitude, and she can easily achieve Krishna's state. I remember recently I had gone to Nagar. So, I was observing different things. One observation I made, that the Mataji who is organized of that, Mr. Mataji, so she used to do Mangalarti, has a one-man Mangalarti, one-on-one Mangalarti. The morning I was at the council, and I observed, and she was doing arrogant person in Sanchar Bhavanala, and then she was brought another arch around, and she came out to the house where she has got a policy plant, right at the entrance of the house, and they're singing Tulsi Krishna Tavati Namana. So ringing the bell and singing. She was completely absorbed in the entire morning. So, of course, nobody joins her in the house or from the neighborhood. And she was convinced about the process. She was happily doing Tulsi Arati outside and in the Mangal Arati inside, standing the holiness, organizing the program. So, anybody in any walk of life, if they are sincerely executing Krishna consciousness, it will work. It will really transform their heart. They will get a proper attitude. And it can be a woman or a man or a child or an old man or educated scholar or anybody. Process will work. So you should have a sincere heart and a proper attitude. Hare Krishna.
When can you get Guru's mercy? He's going to help you follow instructions and will not make a show of it. But being in the local condition, will be encouragement. Because we are not at level that we can just do anything silently. But this somehow or other, literally, will require encouragement. So how to balance it up there? Because this way for someone, a teacher, for other someone can hang on.
So you are saying that you are not wise, and you need the encouragement of spiritual master. So we are hankering for it. on another hand, you said that we don't have to worry about anything, we can just, we should go on with our duties in fulfilling growth instructions. I think if you are fulfilling growth instructions, encouragement will automatically come. If the guru is asking you, what are you doing? What are you up to do? What did you do? Do you have to do that? Then you have to say, but you cannot be artificially humble, saying, no, I will not tell you. Yeah. I am doing what I am supposed to do. You don't have to say like that. You can tell him what you are doing. But, some people try to put up a show. I am not telling about a good devotee. And I am telling sometimes, people try to put up a show in front of Guru, other times they are not surrendered. But you know, when they are told to do anything, they will escape with that possible way. But when Guru comes, friends will come, yeah, and make a big show in front of Guru that they are doing a lot. That kind of show, I said, you should not do that. Otherwise, a devotee is asking what is the Guru's instruction, and time to time, they get to then give reports to Guru, what he is doing, and how he is doing, and what kind of improvement should be there in what he is doing. Or whether he is going in the right track, or is going in the wrong track. All these things should be done with the Guru. Everyone has the right. But probably, every disciple may not get that opportunity to have Guru know everything he has to do there. Especially in our moment, when thousands of people have come and one group has thousands of disciples sometimes, and it becomes difficult for the Guru to know about everyone and about everything they are doing. So sometimes our boss used to go and ask Maharaj, you know, my boss will be able to give me some instruction. And he would say, just to what he said, he'll tell them, if you take your counsel and go and to the counsel ask Maharaj, Maharaj, please give me some instructions. All you need to do is just follow the other two words. And then he follows that. Because he has trusted one person, and he says that if you follow that person, then you are following me. You get the point? Then he follows that. So you are not getting everything and everything about the person. But then, if the person is sincere, he or she will make advancement. That is the point there. Wherever they are, they make advancement.
Mahagantivittu, 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 Mahagantivittu,
ఉషిగ విధిస్తే రిక్వైర్మెంట్ చేయగా మార్గం చేస్తే ముఖపద్మం కూడా ద లార్జ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వాటర్ కాల్ దట్స్ బర్డ్ రిటర్న్ టు దర్ నెస్ట్ ఇండియన్ ప్రారంభ విధిస్తే లేదా ద రిక్వైర్మెంట్ చేయగా వేరుతో సెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ వాటర్ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ అందులో నెల సాగా అది వచ్చింటున్నాయా బికాస్ వేర్ ఆర్ డౌట్ ఆఫ్ నా ప్యూరిఫై సార్ హౌట్ కంప్యూటర్ వాటర్ ఇచ్చాను ప్రీవియస్ వర్క్ విచ్ కరణ పరిష్కరం గ్రేణ స్వానాంభావ సరోహం ధృనోతు సమదం కృష్ణ సరళశరతో ధృనోతు సమదం కృష్ణ ధృనోతు ప్యూరిఫై హౌ కరణ పరిష్కరం కృష్ణ కథ కరణ పరిష్కరం గ్రేణ స్వానాంభావ సరోహం The lotus flower is now caught up in a muddy pool of water. But when the sharat, food and rain comes, autumnal rain come upon it, you know, to completely purify the lotus. Then you know, our own sarupa will be revealed to us. And you become punati, baitatma will become. Then you will never fall down. The people who fall down are not completely purified. They are half purified in the fall down. So you should allow others to be completely purified. While you're doing, reading to the masters in Krishna's lotus feet, that's most important. So understand why you are blaming the soul, you understand this now? Because we want to let Krishna shelter.
But
you
don't
have
problem
to do that.
For
small women, they can call the heaven. I'm here to say, Sakrabhati Prapanna, who is one currently saying that my dear Lord, I am yours. That's all you have to do. And we under his shelter, see, the Buddha is insignificant, he is infinite personal, but he can't understand the infinite by the mind of the infinite. That means Lord is infinite, anantam. But he is able to give the capability to the jiva to even understand him. Is he not a great thing? Is he not merciful? He is giving the jiva the ability to understand him. Although he is so great. So our independence is minute. Certainly I agree. But without minute independence, if he rightly uses it, then one gets complete shelter. Even in the midst of the material world, this portion, Suparamam Padambhujam, the whole version becomes specified. For a true devotee, this version the material is not giving any trouble to him. If he says, you know, Krishna Purna Sukhayate, he is happy in the material world. Because he sees the whole material world as welcome to him. He sees all the objects in the material world to be beautiful objects in Krishna's service. He doesn't actually see it as material. So we should just remove the cataract from our eyes and have a change of vision. We understand that everything is Krishna's property. Krishna is a mind environment. That's you can depend on the right direction and you will call on Krishna for it. Then you are not afraid. I think you can see from the results of Indian. Last one, last question, last one. How do you get the results? To India separately from me. Actually, this is asking, one should it said that one should become free from all desires to go to Krishna, right? Free from all material desires to go to Krishna. Yeah? Whether one will assume that the desire to enjoy is separate from Krishna, one will not get that desire. Yeah? We already desire it once and we have come to this world. Like I was telling, no one can trace the history of the soul when we come to this material world. Somehow we have come here. The Lord is promising this picture. If you come back to me, you will not. He can't do anything well. So we have taken his words. We have said that in what he says. So I will not come back to anything well because I already touched the fire once. I will not touch it again. So once you have taken that, and once you have to move it to get out of anything well. Because later on, Krishna says that he won't come again. Then what is that? Nāpunanti Mahātmāna. He says, Samsudhin Paramāṅgata. Then that Dhanani Vartanti, that Dhamma Paramāṅgata. Once you return to him, you will not come back again. Nāpunanti Mahātmāna. Then what is that? That is the right to come.